is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Chicago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. The big day, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow, all the talking, all the running up and down, all the rallies, all the paraphernalia, all the campaigning will be done and the results of it will show tomorrow. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on any of the following numbers: 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow, channel 612. Someone say, I hope Guardian gives you half hour more. I need for you to. Guardian ain't going to give me no half hour more because it's my fault. I didn't come in as early as I wanted to. And I can't complain about it because I was trying to do God's work for the young people and children of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In this life, you do so many things. You do so many things. And I'm grateful that I have an opportunity to contribute in the way I do. So please forgive my tardiness. I am so sorry. And I know you're all eager to get into some stuff. Man, what's going on in Bahamas, man? What's going on? Okay. Now, let me be clear with you all. FNMs and PLPs alike. COI and all of y'all alike. Let me be clear with all of y'all. Here's what happens. So if Shivago Lang says something you hate, he's public enemy number one. When Shivago Lang says something you dislike, he is, or you like, he's the best thing since sliced bread. I'm featured now in a voice note by the PLP, a voice note by the COI. Last election, I was featured in a voice note by. First of all, let me say something. I never told Michael Pintard I was disappointed in him. And anyone who says that I said any such thing has told a bold-faced lie. Never said any such thing. Never. I commented on comments made about dollar bills being issued in T-shirts that Mr. Pintard indicated that such was happening and that his chairman indicated that no evidence of the same was happened. And I indicated that, you know, without evidence of something like that being said, one has to be careful that you don't want to go down that road. But it is a bold-faced, 100% bona fide lie to say that Shivago Lang myself ever said he was disappointed in Michael Pintard, because for the record, I am not disappointed in Michael Pintard. Not. For the record, I ain't disappointed in nobody, and I've not expressed any disappointment in anybody. Right? But I'm definitely not disappointed with Michael Pintard. So that's a bold-faced lie. But if that's what you need to try and get some votes, Well, I just, all you all are showing me, boy, this voice of mine must mean something. Must mean something, boy. I'm in PLP, in a PLP voice note. The gentleman who, this is not the PLP organization, but the gentleman whose voice notes it is circulating now is a Progressive Liberal Party supporter. And so I've been featured in one of them now COI. So clearly this voice of mine must have some carriage. But I only want it to be accurate. I don't mind if you use it for good, for evil. If you think you want to do me a disservice, it don't matter. I just want you to be accurate. I never said any such thing. It is clear to me, though, clear to me, that there is a no-holds-bar fight going on for this West Grand Mama Bimini seat. No holds bar. There's another voice note on my video going around now. And please, listen. For me to believe that voice note is bona fides from any political party, whether it's the FNM or PLP, of anybody flashing thousands of dollars around talking about Bishop Grant gave them that to do and has to go today. For me to believe that stupidness, you have to believe the people of the Bahamas is the most naive group of people on planet Earth. Gotta believe that that's the most, you got to believe that that's the most, we are the most naive people on planet Earth. First of all, I hope the police investigates that. Because I don't know if the person who did that understands that they have just produced bona fide evidence of an attempt to bribe, to treat, during the course of a campaign. And I hope the police, it don't make no difference where the thing was. I hope the police investigates it. Right? Investigate somebody flashing and flashing what they allege to be thousands of dollars in the name of a candidate saying, bring your voter's card. Does this act go, and you don't understand that that's a bribery attempt? You don't understand what you're doing in an election? And you put your face on that? And your voice on that? God dang it. Y'all better hope that was some drama or some acting class or something like that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day. Minister.
Hey, how you doing?
Minister Poppy, how you doing?
Hey, Papa, how you doing, man?
Rachel, holding on. Enjoy listening to you. I wanted to ask you a question. I hear you say you want or you wish the police could investigate, right? But I have something,
yes.
I want, not the police, but educated people like you, what I call smart people. I see you make a stand sometime and you said something about the remarks, right? But I want to know, like, two things. Grounds, because that's one of the things you talk about, what is fair, and when you come into this, I don't know if it's this game or this politics thing, what you can expect or what you should expect. I think Fred Mitchell was rude last night.
Mm.
Or I think that's him, you know, who was talking about the Right Honorable former Prime Minister Hubert Ingham, calling him dead man, walking dead, raising the dead, bringing the dead. My God, come forgive me, please. I mean, maybe I just too thin-skinned it, and in this game, it's fair ground to say them things, but I think he was rude, and I expect smart, educated people like him to put him in his place. Just like how maybe the police should investigate what the police is.
Well, I heard none of the rally last night. I heard none of the speeches last night after today. This is the first time hearing it from you, actually, so I heard none of those things.
Comment, or let's say if it's any truth, you still could comment if people go that far. I mean, in a Right Honorable, you know.
Well, I mean, well, listen.
We've been
around this politics for a little while, and I'm not saying it's right, but you know, these things, it ain't unusual to be said.
Respect is off the table then.
Well, no, it isn't off the table, because a respectable person will say respectable things. A responsible person will say responsible things. Somebody who wants to live on a higher plane will live on that higher plane. But you can't control anybody. You can't stop people from saying what they want to say.
What they want to say about you. And that's
who gets to decide. Voters get to decide. Voters get to make the judgment. You know what? Do I really want somebody who would go to that extent? Whoever it is.
They sound power drunk, man. And I mean, different from talking about the former prime minister that way. And we respect you, but I mean, even PLP is, man, it ain't nothing to do with color. When these gentlemen them come out of their bed and come to point out things, they still speaking on behalf of the people.
But let's be clear though. I mean, he was talking about, if he was talking about Mr. Ingram being like politically dead, I mean, okay, it isn't unfair if you want to say that.
Maybe, okay, I guess, because you expect him, a smart person like that, to have higher grounds and more standards, not necessarily.
So because
maybe he's talking about Mr. Ingram being 80 years old.
I think he's talking about, I don't know, I didn't hear the speech.
Listen, one more thing. You said you didn't listen to them, so you ain't hear what the Prime Minister say by saying Kingsley Smith is the only one could work with him to get them things done. I don't know if he mean the things what was promised, because I would have thought, like, even if the bishop ran for the Free National Movement or one of the independent candidates, that the Prime Minister still have to work with them to fulfill what he promised the people in the constituency. Let's be clear, okay?
There's an ideal world in which we want to live, where we say and do things with great rosiness and all that kind of stuff, and then we live in the real world. These people are trying to win a seat. They're trying to win a seat. They're making whatever case need to be made to win the seat. They're going to say all kinds of things that they hope would be persuasive to the people that they are seeking to get to win the seat. Mr. Ingram wasn't easy on the PLP. Maurice Moore wasn't easy on the PLP. Michael Pintard wasn't easy on the PLP. And so you don't expect the PLP to be easy on the FNM and then trying to make their case for them to win. These people are trying to win a seat. That's the bottom line.
This rhetoric and we on these rally stages and stuff, do we have to still be on the side of the Constitution? Does the Constitution speak with the leader or the Prime Minister, how he should work with the representatives for all constituencies? But the Constitution doesn't.
The Constitution doesn't command him to do anything in respect of what government. In fact, the Constitution says that the cabinet shall have general direction and control of the government. But if you have the general direction and control of the government, you could take it wherever direction you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the power. That's where the authority comes from.
Yeah. I hope you get a chance to listen to the thing, what I was telling you about. Yeah, man.
Well, we ain't gonna be able to talk about it because tomorrow.
And how you feel about this law? They were talking about it this morning, what it's don't allow, even in a by-election or what you call that early election, before a election where the people who got to work the polls and stuff, this vote, when they say all the bars and everything must be closed and stuff, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Papa.
Appreciate you calling. Well, you know, this law that says you can't discuss politics on the air and all that kind of stuff, I think needs to be changed, but I can't say nothing because it stayed the same when I was in office with the government. So, it needs to be changed. But what I could say, been around a long while. As Tech said, these people are desperate, man. Fred was disrespectful to Celinda and Judge Papa. Didn't hear him, but people are talking about it. Yeah, but I mean, y'all, come on, man. This politics. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, the car?
I ain't marched
the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's World Investor Month, and we're demystifying investments. Let's talk about risk. Imagine investing as a tightrope walk. On one side, you risk falling. On the other, you have potential rewards. All investments carry some level of risk, even the safest ones. Understanding these risks is crucial to making smart investment decisions. This message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Learn more by following us on social media.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can WhatsApp text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Mr. Mitchell says that Mr. Pintard should take his allegations to the police or retract it. Take his allegations to the police or retract it. Let's be real now, right? You and I hear many things in this society, many, many things. Who has not heard about vote getting, buying in elections? I have heard with my own ears, I've heard that said. Now, if I utter that publicly, I would not say the PLP buying votes. I would say I have heard that this is happening, right? You have to make a judgment about these things when you decide, okay, I'm going to go take this to the police, because I'm going to take it to the police. And someone came to me and said that the PLP was putting $1,000 in the T-shirt. And then the police is going to ask, who gave you that information? Then you have decisions to make, right? You have decisions to make about, okay, because I heard this from somebody who heard this from somebody who is this, or did somebody in fact get $1,000? And then I have to go and implicate them, and I'm in the middle of a campaign and so forth and so forth, and I'm going to do that? No, that's impractical, and it's not likely to happen. No more so than it happened when bishops and them were saying the same thing about what they heard was happening during the election campaign in 2002, and nobody asked, no one said, you should go and report it to the police. No one did. It's not going to happen. Mr. Mitchell is an astute politician. He knows exactly what time it is. They all get up there on these stages, make innuendos. In our politics, it happens. Everybody gets up there, and they hear this happening, and they hear that happening, and ain't nobody going to the police to report nothing. Nothing. Because that's one of the first things sometimes I hear with some of these things. I go, well, why don't you this? Why don't you? For instance, let me give an example. How many of you heard the prime minister of our country say that $1 billion was missing or unreported that they discovered when they came to office? How many of you heard that? How many of you heard the prime minister talk about all of these charities that got money from the government during the pandemic but are not reporting on it? Well, wouldn't some of those instances perhaps be things that you might go and report to the police? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, can you hear me? I can hardly hear you. You sound so far away. A lot of people complaining.
Yeah, but Sparky, every time you come on the show, you say that. And do you realize you're the only one who says that? Because other people
no,
call
sir, no, sir. I heard that all this morning. People telling Miss Green they couldn't hear her clearly.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. But
I can hear you. I'm saying I can hear you. But it sounds very faint from that side. But I can hear you clear on the TV. That's what I'm saying on the phone. Anyway, what I call to say is I listen to Pauper most of the time. And like you said, Mr. Lang, in politics, in the Bahamian politics, we've been around a long time.
Long
and we know
time.
What they say up on, in the campaign, up on the stages, to the rallies and everything. That's
long
how
time.
Bahamians play politics between these different parties.
Yeah.
They say all these innuendos, they say all these things. The object is a politician wants to win.
Yes.
And what I don't understand with Papa is one time ago, when Papa was a diehard PLP, him and Bannister, and all of that way back then. All of a sudden, I hear him lambasting the PLP, especially the Prime Minister and Mr. Mitchell, about that. Now, all of a sudden, Papa seems to be against the PLP. Not the PLP. He still sounds like a PLP, but he on the opposite side of Mr. Mitchell and Mr. Prime Minister. But this is the same Mr. Prime Minister who was the Minister of Works, that during Papa time, then Pop used to live up in the Ministry of Waste getting contracts, him and Bart Manister, from Mr. Davis. Now he on the other side.
No, but I mean,
but that's how people play politics in this Bahamas. Ms. Lang, I could tell you something. Okay, you were FNM. We know you from that.
Hmm.
One time ago, Renzo Balahana and Mr. Ingram fought dead hard in the PLP to become the chairman in the PLP, and Balahana beat Mr. Ingram for the chairman of the PLP. Both of them end up as FNMs. One end up as the prime minister of the FNM, and Bala end up as the chairman of the FNM. But they were all PLPs. That we play politics like that in the Bahamas. You're here today, tomorrow you're on the next side.
Yeah.
Back to right. See, in America, people, they're not ashamed to tell you I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. In the Bahamas, it seems like we're afraid to say, I'm a PLP, or I'm a UBB, or I'm a COI, or I'm a FNM. It's like we scared
say,
because
say,
they
say,
come
say,
out
we afraid to say it.
Side.
We afraid to say it. We afraid to say it.
I hear you.
You said we. It seems like we're afraid to say that.
I say it appears to some people. Some people talk around about, hey man, you're not the PLP. I say that.
Okay, I got it.
I always say on the radio this and that and that. I say. But if you always say me, why don't stop me from calling? Why don't you call a radio talk show and you say something sometime? If you name man, not me. I don't want nobody to hear my voice.
I got you, Sparky. I got you. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. This text says the call is being sensitive. Mitchell was referring to Ingram being the political dad. I can't find I didn't find it offensive. It was a rally. And that's the point, man. I mean, you can't be sensitive at rallies, man. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Like, how you
doing?
Hey,
bro. How you doing?
I'm good. Mr. Lang, I want to ask you something. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that in this current fiscal year, that the government appropriated, I think it was about $200 million thereabouts for capital expenditure, right? Somewhere in that region. Mm.
Yeah, it was more than that, almost $300 million.
Oh, $300?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. My question is, where is the government going to find, I mean, the government is making a whole lot of, this present government, make a whole lot of promises. I think they're putting an airport in Bimini, doing all of these road work and stuff like that. My question is, if they run short of money, they can go back to Parliament and ask to increase the capital expenditure?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the government can wire money capital budget between items. So maybe they can forfeit one item and then use the capital for that item. or the government has the ability to do use what they call contingency funding to spend to a certain extent and then go in and do a supplemental supplementary bill that can get funding from the parliament to do it. And since they have the numbers, they can always vote for themselves to get that additional sum of money. So the government can find ways to fund some new things that they didn't necessarily designate funding for. I mean, didn't Obi Wilchcombe decide one year they were going to fund Junkanoo Carnival to the $220 million, and that was not allocated for in the budget? Did not Dr. Minnesandos decide to buy the Alukayo Hotel for $60 million, upfront and so forth, and that was an option to do these things? Or sometimes you just could talk it and don't do it no how.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now, contractors are even not being paid. Hey, right now, the contractors can't get paid right now for the work that they're doing. And yet, this country, you know, so...
Paying attention, eh?
You know, I mean, you could be long on promises and short on delivery, because I see that... You know,
Let me ask you a question. You've been around politics a little while. You've been in this country voting for a little while. True or not true?
I've been around for a little longer.
Yeah, for a little while. So let me ask you a question. You really think people voting for these parties based on basically the promises? You really think so? Or you think most people voting for the party that they just vote for, and then maybe some additional people might be voting because they hear this, that, and the next? Which one you think?
Well, I think you have some diehard, right, who will vote for their party regardless of what the party does. Then you have those set of voters who are in the middle, who are more or less nationalists, who would say, well, I would want better. But for the most part, people vote along party lines, right?
Isn't that why, no matter what?
But right now, Ms. Lang, with this demographics that is coming up now, the swing guys in those age category, this Moses generation is dying out. You having a new set of people?
But let me show you something though. Let me show you something. See, you got to be careful about that, because all you need to do is go back to 1972, look at the election results, right? And you look at the number of votes that the FNM and PLP gets over all those generational changes. The base number ain't going down though.
I mean, it depends. It depends on how the people feel.
Hold on. See, this. Hold on. But this don't have nothing to do with feelings. I am asking you not to feel, but to go and look at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Check the numbers
mm-hmm.
of people who vote FNM or PLP. What you find is a shift one way or the other. For the most part, the vast majority of people, the FNM. And over all those years, the FNM and PLP vote ain't going below 30,000, 40,000.
Okay.
And you have generational changes taking place. Generational changes taking place.
Yeah, but but over the years, you also have to factor in that the population at that particular time has increased. Right,
but you're missing my point. You're missing my point. The population may have increased, but if you look at those numbers as a percentage of the existing population, tell me if that decrease. Go on. You don't have to answer me today. Just do your work and go tell me and find out.
I will do my own work. Right, But I think that, Mr. Lang, you know, things in politics is changing in this country. And I feel that both of these established political party.
But that's the difference between you and I. That's the difference between you and I.
Right.
And I've been around to hear this over and repeatedly. The difference between you and I is, I don't care how I feel. Mm-hmm. I look at the stats. I look at the data. That's the difference. Because my feelings change from time to time.
Yeah. You know, right? Sometimes
I have to look at the data.
You know, Mr. Lang, sometimes, you know, in the last election, they had several polls. And according to these polls, they were based on the data. And the polls said that, you know what, Minnis is ahead.
Let me tell you what the difference is.
Like the king listened to the prophet.
I'm not letting you get away with that. Let me tell you the difference. That them parties put out. The parties put them polls out.
I can tell you
this is a fact. Them parties had data. They didn't want you all to know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm asking you no question. So, that even worse? The party believed their own lies?
Of course they will lie and spin just as you and I, when we want a story to go our way, just make it sound good for ourselves. We all do that.
Pardon me?
We all do that. You ever see any of these grocery stores talk about any spoiled vegetable or meat they have inside their store? You think they don't have no spoiled vegetable or meat?
Yeah, if they have a spoil, they put them on sale.
Exactly.
So they, you know. So
but they
I'm
spin
saying,
you.
But I am saying, Mr. Lang, you know, sometimes you have these so-called data and these polls and whatnot. You have to listen to the people on the ground. When the people on the ground say, we tired of y'all and all y'all going. You know, yesterday you mentioned something about the paying the MPs, whatever the cabinet ministers make and whatnot, which I agree to. But we also need in there a mix of independent. We need some swing voters in there, some swing parliamentarians in there as well. Okay,
but only voters could determine that for you. You can't decide
that. I understand that, but I'm saying yesterday when you mentioned how Mr. Ingram said that, you know, we shouldn't give one party a larger majority, and you had proposed something that, you know, that you don't have, this Gussie May cabinet for one, and that you pay the MPs a reasonable salary, and so on and so forth. I agree too, but we also need some independence in there as well.
Hey man, I appreciate it. Let me tell you something. I honestly don't know. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. I honestly wonder sometimes what I'm listening to. I really do. I ain't tell you no lie. This text says, I heard what Mitchell said on Paul Graham because Mitchell showed his true colors. It was disrespectful and tasteless. However, to my great amazement, it was not well received even in that setting. It speaks volumes about the level of desperation, says this text. This text says, Papa is still a PLP and he says so. All right. This text says, Mr. Lang, blessed evening, tell that man from Nassau Village that politics that was going on long time, that's politics. He knows that. Tell him, stop complaining. He was... Okay, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not making that out too well. This text is, Mr. Lang, you're from Grand Bahama. What are you hearing? You think we will pull it off? I think Mr. Ingram tipped the scale. Well, I am hearing it's very tight. That's what I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You want to call back because we got to go to the break in a minute.
Hello.
Hi.
You want me to call back or you can take me for 2 minutes?
It's better. That way you'll have more time.
Okay.
Super. Thanks a lot. says the caller fails to realize the difference between a poll which predicts an outcome and the data which comes after the facts. Absolutely. Not only that, but it's also, you can also have biased polls. And so a lot of the polls we get during the election times come from internally driven stuff, and people, they put out what they want. They never give you the full details of the polls. And so, you know, but I don't know, you know. Yeah, say yes, I'm hearing it's very close. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it's very close. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Ulang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, the day before the by-election. Votes. The by-election takes place tomorrow in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Parties are frantically trying to get that support for tomorrow, to get that result for themselves. So I don't have a registered mail to unveil tomorrow or the day after, but I certainly have a prediction. I do. I shall not say my prediction, but I do have one. I do have a prediction. This video with a guy flashing, he says $50,000 that he says was given to him for Bishop Ricardo Grant, and it has to go today. So bring your voter's card. Let me tell you all something. You as a Bahamian public should be insulted by that video. Why? Why should you be insulted? Because first of all, if you got $50,000 that you say you're going to give out, bring your voter's card, you must see somebody, they everybody know where you is at. Because all the videos say is, come bring your voter's card. Bring it there. Where you want me to bring it? Who is you? Who are you? Who are you? Everybody in the constituency, the people in Bimini and West Grand Bahama, 8 Mile Rock, where they know you. They know where you are. So they can fly from Bimini to come to West Grand Bahama, or they can fly from West Grand Bahama to come to you in Bimini. Where you are? Let me tell you all something. That video is a setup. It's a setup. Right? And it sparks up desperation. Because if the FNM did it, they got to be the stupidest group of people on planet Earth. And if the PLP did it, they got to be the most desperate people on planet Earth. If the person did it without any of those parties' involvement, then they got to be one of the stupidest people on planet Earth to put themselves in harm's way that way. I mean, just absolute madness. Absolute madness. Right? And they know us. They know how we go. We can circulate it because that's what's happening. We're circulating it. They know us. Absolute crap. Nonsense. And this a fella say he's an FNM. And how he reveal he's an FNM? He tip his hat on the bugger, don't even have an FNM shirt. use an F&M in a campaign with $50,000 and you don't have an F&M shirt? You got an F&M t-shirt? I mean, cap? Boy, listen, listen. Stupid, stupid is what stupid does. Absolute nonsense, dangerous nonsense, dangerous, dangerous, awful nonsense. It's Texas. How can any caller or texter claim that the Bahamian people are tired of the PLP and F&M when we continue to vote for them at every opportunity? If you want something different, then simply do something different. Exactly right. Exactly right. It is just, I mean, they continue to make this statement. Absolutely right. Continue to make this statement. And you cannot get a third party in the Bahamas to have a candidate get their deposit back with any kind of good sense. And they keep saying, oh, they're tired. Who are you speaking for? You are one person. One person. You probably got 100 people in your whole cycle. Who are you speaking for? Oh, nonsense. We walk about our country and none of us walk about this country and be able to connect with more than 1,000 people at a time. I mean, 1,000 people over the course of our lifetime. Talk about we can tell how people feel. No, you hearing what people hearing, what people hearing. But how long have you been saying, oh, F&M, PLP, people tired of them? The DNA said it. Now the COI is bigger than DNA. The CDI said it, and the DNA became bigger than the CDI. Tired of what? What do you mean? Tired of what? What's the proof? What's the evidence of that? I mean, oh, but sometimes, Mr. Lang, you gotta go with the people on the ground. Say, what people on what ground? People on what ground? What ground are you traveling on? You live in Nassau. You live in Nassau. You ever been 8 Mile Rock? West End? Huh? Bimini? Inagua? Crooked Island? Long Island? What you been on? I mean, y'all stop, man. Stop. You know why you get played by politicians the way you get played? Because they know and believe that too many of us will simply not think. They know and believe that too many of us will simply feel, and they play on your feelings. That's what they do. They play on your feelings and you fall for that. Talking to a child, I feel like, okay, that's how you feel. That's legitimate. That's your feelings. What does that have to do with the truth? What does that have to do with the facts? The best of us make it through this life. We give some play to our feelings because they are real. Intuition does have some play in this world. There's no question about that. So you can pay attention to your intuition. But why pay attention to your intuition if there are facts to provide you with details? When you go to the doctor, you don't go to the doctor for the doctor to say, well, you know, I feel like you have tuberculosis. You have tuberculosis? I feel like you have cancer. Or I feel like you don't have cancer. Really? You feel I got this big lump somewhere on my body and you feel like I don't have cancer? None of us would do that. None of us would live our lives like that. None of us would have our children manifest illness and simply walk around and go, well, I feel like they are right. We would go and try to get data, facts to understand what to do, what is going on. But no, in every other place, in politics, in economics, we want to run around feeling like a child, feeling like what the crowd say. What if the crowd say your plumbing ain't have no problem, mind you, the toilet overrunning? What do? You go to a plumber. What you want a plumber to fix it? What if he say, I feel like this can be all right? Man, y'all stop doing this to us. Let's stop doing this to ourselves. So the problem with us is our mindset and what we will accept. It speaks to a really fundamental problem. The caller casually stated that if the store has spoiled meat or vegetables, they put it on sale as if that is acceptable. It is not politicians. It is not. Politicians know this, so they exploit this accept any nonsense mentality. It's really sad. You're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Say, Papa insulted Mr. Smith, saying he couldn't fill out his application form. Hey, man, that ran the passport officer. That man ran passport office for years. Yeah. I see. That was an insult. But I think what Mr. Ingram was alluding to was the fact that he did not put a bank account on his form. And it's hard to believe that you could work for the passport office and not have a bank account. And a bank account is required to be filled out on your declaration form. You are required not only to put the balances on your bank account, you are required during disclosures to submit a statement from the bank confirming the balance you put on that account. So I think that's what Mr. Ingram was alluding to. So let me show you something. So the Prime Minister said, listen to this now. The Prime Minister said that if Kingsley Smith gets elected, but doesn't deliver the things that he promised, he, Kingsley Smith, will not be back to ask for your vote in 3 years. Okay. You know, Chicago likes you to learn how your system works. So let me ask you a question. What's the job of a member of parliament? What's the role of a member of parliament? To go and represent you in the House of Assembly. What does the House of Assembly do? Pass laws. Does the House of Assembly pave roads? No. Does the House of Assembly build clinics? No. Repair police stations? No. Hire police officers? No. The House of Assembly doesn't do that. The House of Assembly passes laws that funds those things. But who brings the funding to the House of Assembly for those things to happen? The Minister of Finance. Does the Member of Parliament? No, no, the Minister of Finance does that according to the Constitution. He brings estimates of revenue expenditure. And who is the one who approves the estimates of revenue expenditure that the Minister of Finance brings? The Cabinet of the Bahamas. How do I know? Been there, done that. The Cabinet does that, not the Member of Parliament. The Cabinet does that. So let me ask you a question. If in 3 years, the things that are being promised down there in the West Grandmama and Bimini constituency are not done, and the Prime Minister says that Mr. Kingsley Black will not be returning if he doesn't get those things done, isn't it stand to reason that the government that is responsible for doing that should not be returning too? This is our system, and this is how our system works. In other words, Obi Wilchcombe probably, if the election was being held now, should not return because those things weren't done. And you could go from constituency to constituency right now today and ask yourself the question, what's been done in those constituencies? What is the notion that those members of parliament should not be returned or should not return come general election to contest because things aren't done, weren't done? That's very... when I heard that, I was like, does the Prime Minister see what he is saying about how things work? He said that Kingsley Smith is the only one among the candidates who can work closely with him to get those things done. And that's true. To the extent that Kingsley Smith would be his person, and therefore he's saying, I would work closely with my person. So you mean to tell me the five things that need to be done in a constituency would not work to get those things done, regardless of who the member of parliament is, because the people of those constituencies need those things? Do we see? Listen to me, man. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Well, on another note, my beloved friend, this is Apostle Foundman Ferguson calling in.
Yes, Apostle, you are not disturbing us. You're not interrupting us because I did say you could call and shout out this wonderful exercise you're doing on Thursday, right?
Yes, this coming Thursday, Operation Thanksgiving is once again in its fourth year, and of course it's an initiative that has always been inspired to inspire faith, hope, and love in the land among our people who are facing
many. And you still feeding 2,000. And you still feeding 2,000.
Well, actually, it's 3,500 minimum.
Oh.
3,500 minimum. You know, for the past 3 years, our kitchen has released 5. And so this year we are right back with the same kind of engine, the same kind of motivation, zeal, and determination to put a smile on somebody's face.
And where is this going to be? Where are these meals going to be distributed, Bishop?
Yeah, at the church right here on Fire Trail Road. That's number 126 Fire Trail Road, east of Samila Butler Highway. I think most people know where we are now. But
in case people don't know, you know, because some people might need that meal for sure.
Right, right. Well, you can put it in on your phone, Google us, United Faith Ministries International, number 126 Fire Trail Road, east of Samila Butler Highway.
I recall last time you had the works, man. You had the turkey, the ham, the macaroni,
the works. That's correct. And we're going no less this year. The Plymouth is going to be is going to give you the ability to eat twice, and we do that because we believe in the spirit of generosity. And so we're doing that once again this coming Thursday. And I should say this to everyone. We will discriminate against no one because I don't know what your current situation is. So while we are seeking to truly touch those who are in need, at the same token, we will not question anyone who come here to receive these meals.
Reverend Ferguson. So, what's the time? The time for the distribution.
We begin at 11 a.m. here, at 11 a.m. and this is going to run until 5 p.m. or until the food runs out.
Okay.
So sometimes, and we know the rush hour is usually around 12 noon, but people begin lining these in the morning. The cars are here already on the grounds waiting. And so we know the anticipation, the expectation is going to be no less this year. We know a lot more people are working, and we're so grateful for that. But yet, at the same token, there's still a whole lot of people who are in need. And so if you're looking for a place to get a free meal that is going to be cooked with quality and with the, I should tell you, with the anointing of God on it, this is the place to come. Come and be blessed this coming Thursday as we seek to inspire everyone who comes this way.
No special instructions, just you come to the church, line up, and be prepared to get your meal.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we will have two kinds of serving. There's the drive-through where you come with the amount of persons in your car and everybody gets served a meal. We will make exceptions in few cases for those who say, I need 5 plates, I need 10 plates, and only you one in the car. You know, you got to be believable. I can't just do that.
It's a trust.
Yeah, you see? And then, of course, we will have a line also for those who walk up from our communities because we do have a large contingent of those people who come as well. And so I also want to put out there to those who would seek to volunteer for us and help us, because this is a massive undertaking. To get this four-plated, man, we 7 stations has to be set up, all with all of the items that's going to go on that plate, each table having that. And so the volunteers, usually up to 80 volunteers on that day, of just trying to keep this food moving from the inside to the outside and making sure it gets into the hands of the people who've come and who need it. So,
Rab, once again, tell them where it is. Tell them where it is.
Yes, so once again, it's number 126 Fire Trail Road East of Somalo Bebel Highway. And, of course, right here at United Faith Ministries, you'll know where it is because the amount of cars that are going to be there, you'll know where they're heading. I love this man.
Reverend Donald Ferguson, thank you always, sir. Anytime we can help get the word out, you let us know.
And thank you. And let me say before I leave, beloved, that for Grand Bahama, for those who are listening in Grand Bahama, we're going to be there on the 21st of December, doing likewise at the Bahamas Union of Teachers building, as we did last year. All right, so we're not leaving you out. We're coming to Grand Bahama, and yours is going to be the Christmas meal as it is for the Thanksgiving.
But thanks for remembering us down there in Grand Bahama, sir.
Oh, yes. We enjoyed Grand Bahama last year, and the volunteers were just phenomenal. We were so pleased to see so many people who came and assisted and made it so easy. I tell you, I enjoyed that to the max. So we're looking forward to going back and doing it once again.
When I come back to Nassau, we got to connect and have lunch and catch up, sir.
Very well, sir. Thank you so much, man. You're having a great show. You're always educating us out here. And I think our country is the more better because of your show. I'm not saying that just for saying sake, but it is a reality, a fact.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That you are changing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. All the best, sir. Thank you very much. Do we have another call on? No? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. Go to www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Thank you.
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful afternoon. Tomorrow, November 22nd, we shall have the by-election in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. All over the Bahamas, people are watching this race. Oh, mind them talking, but they ain't really. They're listening. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, be listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, hello? Sir. Mr. Yes, Lang. Sir, I'm listening.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
I got four little points I want to reach out on. Firstly.
Go right ahead, my friend. Go right
firstly, ahead. The gentleman who says he has this money if you bring your voter's card. What is he going to do with your voter's card? Because you could use a passport, your driver's license, to go vote with.
Yeah, that, but you know, I'm glad you said that. You know that stupidness has been said many times in election talking, but they give you people money and take your voter's card.
Yeah.
But what holding your voter's card could do?
You still could vote with your passport or your driver's license or your national insurance card.
Absolutely. And even if you give me back my voter's card when I go to vote, I can vote how I want. And if I take your money, I can vote how I want. Even
yeah,
if you
that,
give
that
me
didn't
half
make
when
no...
I walk out the thing, I can vote how I want.
That don't make no sense. That don't make sense. Another
nonsense.
Thing. The average home, and please don't cut me, please, because I have a next point I want to make. The average home has about three children, a mommy and a daddy. Even back in them days with your mommy and my mommy.
Eight and nine children, yeah.
Yeah, the average woman has about three children, a mommy and a daddy. If you're going to bring me a candidate, who can't run two houses like that? And now in this story, I can't support him. Because he can't run
if
a candidate. That's too much people for him. Okay? I finished with that part. Now the third thing, my son, I have a 19-year-old son, had about four of his friends over here last night. And you know, out of the five of them, including my son, only two of them knew who Hubert Ingraham was.
Yeah, I could see that.
And everybody, when they're saying the former prime minister, everybody, they say, well, I thought Hubert Minnis was the former prime minister, the Honorable Hubert Minnis. I said, yes. But they say, well, where's Hubert Minnis?
Yeah.
And these young people, the youngest one is about 17. My son is 19. They're asking for Hubert Minnis.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I had explained it, but my son knew who Hubert Ingraham is because I always talk politics in my house.
Right.
You see, so he knew who Hubert Ingraham was. But the 17 and the one of the 18-year-olds didn't know who Hubert Ingraham was.
No, I could see that. I could see that. Even my name recognition exists mostly now because of the radio program.
Yeah. But what I was
among
saying
young
is that,
people.
In that regard, the whether you want to believe it or not, the FNM is still missing. I don't care what they say. You see, the Honorable Hubert Minnis is a part of the puzzle. And if it doesn't go the FNM way tomorrow, take it forward and say it's because of Hubert Minnis. Because Hubert Minnis, I don't care what you say, but them lockdown, shutdown, whatever, he still has a following crew.
I can't deny he has a following, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't buy that argument you make. You could well be right, but I don't buy it.
Because of the loss in the election?
Yeah, but I said that.
Cheek and tongue, really, just to hear what you was really
saying. I understand, but I still believe Hubert Minnis has
followings in Grand Bahama, has followings in West End,
has people in Bimini, and it is
a disservice to him that they didn't let him mount the F&M.
No. So first of all, you have to know what happened though. Do you know that they invited him and he, or they didn't invite him, or do you know that they? What do you? You don't know why, Mr. Dr. Minnis is where he is. You don't know that. I don't know that.
Well, I could say this in not knowing that. You're correct. I don't know if they invited him and he declined or they just never invited him. A big thing on them tomorrow.
Okay. Got you,
and
man.
I
hear you.
I hear Sparky say people just be scared to say who they support and this and that. I am a PLP supporter. And I am hoping that Kingsley Smith come with victorious tomorrow.
Well, you okay, thank you for, we appreciate you, but now you know, if a PLP supporter tells me Menace should have been in the mix, when I know Dr. Menace has not, has had a terrible relationship with the leader of the party, I have to be suspicious as to why the leader of the party should then have Dr. Menace participate when a PLP thinks that's what should have happened and that could help them tomorrow. Sorry if I ain't buying that bridge, bro. That all sounds too circular to me. This text says, if Mr. Smith wins his seat, how can they stop him from running in 2026 election? Of course they could stop him. The party decides who's going to be their candidate. If he want to run again, he could run again on his own. He could certainly do that. But he can't run on the party's ticket without the party's permission. This text says, Menace ain't stopping no show, though. He would like to think so. He didn't want to come. He is no show stopper. He is a PLP. Menace is a PLP? No, man. Menace ain't on me. Menace is not a PLP. So I don't know if I buy, if the FNM does zoom in tomorrow, that it's the non-participation of Dr. Menace that will do it. But you, it may well be, depending on the margin, that if in fact Menace was involved, maybe those poor people who do follow him, and that is true, it is possible that he has, he does have following that, you know. Or say the caller is a PLP. Oh, yeah. Well, the policy, that's what I said. The caller says he's a PLP. So I mean, there you are, something. Yeah, forgive me if I'm a little cynical this way, right? But I happen to believe if the FNM wants something for the PLP to do something, I have to believe the FNM believes that them doing that will work up for the FNM. If the PLP wants the FNM to do something, I happen to believe that that will work up for the PLP, not the FNM. That's why if I hear PLP is talking, rowing, carrying on, but how, oh, the FNM can lose votes because Ingram coming, because Ingram is a dead horse and Ingram is this and that and the next thing. Why are you talking about that dead horse if that dead horse is a problem? You should want that dead horse to talk. You should want that dead horse to talk. You should bring Ingram, let Ingram speak every night, because every night you speak, you lose votes because Ingram is that person. But that ain't how you talking. No, you talking like he shouldn't have come out in the first place. Well, if you don't want him to come out in the first place, why would you not want him to come out if he's going to cost the FNM votes? I don't buy that one bit. One bit. The same reason why the candidate for the PLP's chairmanship brought out Lady Pinling, because Lady Pinling has a lot of support and sway in that party. And you see the election was tight. It was tight. It didn't win, but it was tight. All right. So you don't leave anything on the table when you're campaigning. You don't leave nothing on the table. You make sure whatever you could get to put on the table to make you win, you put it on the table. And if you don't win, you could say, at least I put everything on the table, but don't leave nothing on the table trying to spite nobody. You see the FNM went down in North Abaco to win a by-election. Hubert Ingram had just retired. And the leader of the party said the Ingram era was over. You could say that in Ingram constituency with a man and win over 40 years of being elected and say that? You took something off the table. You don't do that. And then what happened? What happened in the general election? Who had to come to this podium, mount the podium, and electrify the crowd? Same Hubert Ingram, whose era was over. Same one. What happened? Victory? I ain't saying there could be no victory tomorrow. I'm not saying that. I didn't tell you all who I thought was going to win tomorrow. I do have an idea, though. Someone say, my good friend say, say, ouch, I'm nervous, man. Don't say your prediction. So that video is very vexing. That's a setup indeed. I believe that. I believe that video ain't nothing but an opponent setup. Who opponent? I don't know. Somebody try and set somebody up. And they did such a poor job at it, though. John, do you hear what I say? Brethren is a big-time F&M. Big-time F&M. He said he got $50,000, and he's a big-time F&M. He got no F&M shape. He wearing a shirt with a red pocket on it. He got an F&M cap. Well, I can tell him one thing. But if the police watching that video, that better be a drama. Well, I was just joking. That was only a joke. Ah, boy. What a time we live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivaga Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break, pay our respects to our awesome sponsors, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's World Investor Month, and today we're tackling a common problem, inflation. Inflation makes your money worth less over time. So how do you combat it? Think of investing as your shield. By putting your money in investments that typically grow faster than inflation, like stocks or real estate, this message is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust and the Bahamas International Securities Exchange. Stay informed by following us on social media.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live for these remaining moments of the show. So glad again you could join us today. Go ahead. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today for these remaining moments of the show. I understand Sparky's back on the line. Go ahead, Sparky.
Hey, Mr. Lang, you know something. Hey. You know that. I was observationing, you know, when I look at politics in the Bahamas, with our retired senior citizens, like those that go off to be governor generals, right? Normally when they reach governor generals, they step off the political line and do the homely thing and go around school. But when it comes to the prime ministers and politics, they stick around. They don't go nowhere. They don't go home and go on the yacht and go play golf and do that kind of thing.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Oh, I thought it hung up. I noticed they stay right. Wherever you see the PLP is, you see Mr. Perry Christie right there. If they travel from Nicaragua, Mr. Christie right there. They're in Abaco, Mr. Christie right there. They're in Grand Bahama, Mr. Christie sitting right there with his new gray hair.
Sparky, that's not very often. That's not true. They're not around very often.
I'm talking about during these times, round campaigning.
But that's not unusual. Barack Obama is helping the Democrats win. He campaigns for Democrats. He campaigns for Biden. Why not?
That's what I'm saying. I said with politicians. Now, when they get to the senior level, like when they get to the governor general, when Adriana finished with politics and he became governor general, you don't see him round the rallies no more.
Yeah. Understood.
You see him the children and thing, and he go home.
Okay, I got you, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling. It's Texas. Good afternoon. I believe Bimini is going to determine this outcome too. Somebody texted that to me. I believe Bimini is going to determine this outcome. I really do. Bimini is going to determine this outcome. So whichever party does best in Bimini, I think is going to win this election. I have an idea of who I think that is. But I ain't going to say nothing to y'all. Y'all ain't going to beat up on me talking about Langone campaigning for the FNM, campaigning for the PLP, campaigning for the COI on his show. Y'all ain't going to do that to me. You know, anyway, say what? Somebody say what? Yeah. Bimini is going to determine. First of all, both sides are going to have a contribution to the outcome because obviously if you don't do a certain something in West Grand Bahama, it can be a problem even if you win Bimini. But Bimini tends to be like that pivotal thing because the West Grand Bahama side of things are not. So... And what will matter also is whether or not how the parties are organized on both sides of the constituency on poll day. See, it's one thing getting people to say they can support you. It is an entirely different thing to get people to come out and vote. So I can tell you in the Elizabeth constituency that Dwayne Sands lost, if seven people who we were trying to track down for hours and hours up to poll time had showed up and voted the way they said they would vote, Dwayne Sands would have won that constituency. But you couldn't track them down. Couldn't get them there. So your organization on the ground that day, so let me tell you all what happens, right? In case you don't know. So you have your cards, your voter, not voters' cards. You have your cards. Your cards are for typically each voter or each voting household. And you have an indication from them as to how they're going to vote. Not everybody. Some people is a question mark. Some people say, yes, I'm for you and so forth. Some of the people lying. That's generally a small percentage. Small people vote for you. You don't get away with that. Especially if they people who known to have been voting a certain way all the time, they lie. No one got to worry about that. Plenty of them, not all, but that's a small percentage. Some people who actually voted a certain way, trending a certain way, they actually do switch. That's a small percentage, though. That's a small percentage. So you really look at those votes suspiciously. You never really count them in your mix. So if you get them, that's gravy, but you don't count them in your mix as certainty. Then you have a lot of questions. You might have some question marks. Those you don't count. You don't count them as your votes. You ain't know how they're going to, you almost think of them as going to vote against you. So, and then you have people who, you know, you fairly confident they will vote for you. Now, if you do that count of them and that count tells you that you should win, your job is to get them to the polls. That's your job. Get them to the polls. To be able to call people up and say, listen, you voted yet? Or you have your people down at the polling station and they are checking off they're checking off. You're seeing them people sitting inside there for nothing. They sitting inside there. They got those cards. They say Chicago line came in and voted. So they take that card. So they have runners. They have the runners who would take those cards back to headquarters so that headquarters could mark off Chicago line already voted. So when you get around 12 o'clock, you're doing a check. Okay, vote yet. There are people. You call up Harry and Sally. Oh, I had to work, but I leaving right now to go vote and so forth and so forth. And so you want to make sure when Harry and Sally vote, those runners bring those cards, okay, Harry and Sally. Then 3 o'clock comes and you got another, oh, but we got Joshua and Demi vote yet. So you call Joshua and them, and you and you from Joshua and them, you send people to their house to go pick up Joshua and them to make sure Joshua and them go vote. So boom, you make sure that. So that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get your votes in. Now, mind you, people could change their mind when they go in the ballot box, but you don't want to leave them from having the opportunity to vote so that they can count for you. So it's a big machinery. It's a dynamic machinery, and you got to be looking at, let me tell you, you got to be looking at data. You can't be sitting there talking about, like, I feel like Josh them then vote. I feel like Josh them then vote. You need data. Data. That's what I keep telling people. Little bit talking about, oh, but I think so. Think what? It's my opinion, Josh them then vote. No opinion, what? What do the runners say? Do the cards say that Josh them then vote? Because you remember when you get inside there, what do they say? Chicago line, right? And they call and you mark them, they call in the voter number or whatever they call you. And you get in there and you do your vote. So it's a real machinery. So you have to have people on the ground organized with transportation. You have to have people checking your list all the time. You have to have people manning the phones and making calls for you. All of this machinery happens. And if you don't get that right on election day, you're going to lose that election. You also have people who are around them polls spotting. What are they spotting for? Looking for cheating. Looking for cheating going on. Looking for people paying people. Looking for people maybe floating a ballot on you. You know what a floating ballot is? Floating ballot is when they sneak in one ballot that the voter goes in there with that ballot. And that ballot is marked PLP, FNM, COI, whoever, right? So what the voter does is, this is how you ensure that the voter will get to vote for you. That ballot is already marked. So you walk inside the room and the people them say, call your name. They give you a blank ballot. You walk inside, you put the floating ballot in the box and you bring out that blank ballot. And then they can put a vote. They can put a tick on that ballot. And then you got to the next person who's going to walk in there. And the last thing you want in a constituency is a floating ballot on you, because you sure going to lose. Because they can guarantee that every single soul who get that ballot is going to vote for them. And so they teach you as a candidate how to look out for a floating ballot. So you got to be paying attention to people who round the area, paying attention to people who near the people. That's why you got to be a certain distance from voters during election day. Only the candidate can be in the vicinity of the voter and not even talking to voters or campaigning with voters and so forth and so forth. You have to be careful on that day to not harass voters while they're going to vote. It's Texas, Mr. Lang, the electorate just realized that Bimini is the gateway, and what is determined by their win, us a big deal for the rest of the Bahamas. Let's wait and see. Okay. So, Mr. Lang, what is the number of persons eligible to vote in the upcoming election? Rallies are showing there's only a small amount of people allowed to vote. Please express the amount of persons eligible to vote in the upcoming election. I think that there are about 6,000 voters that can vote in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini, seat around that or something like that. Let me see if I can find the actual number for you. But I think it's around that. Most of the constituencies are about 5,000. At about 5,000 voters. So I think Bimini is around that five. something thousand, 6,000 voters. So I think that's the case, you know? Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see. It's getting there. Getting closer to time. I have to say this was not an inspiring election, by election. It hasn't been. Lots of rhetoric, lots of talk, some nonsense going on, going around. I think the candidates themselves did not get into any dirt or anything like that. I'd say that I saw in their rhetoric or conduct anything like that. I think some things around these candidates may have been a little more unsavory, but the candidates themselves seem to have, you know, whether you liked what they had to say or were inspired by what they had to say or were not inspired by what they had to say, they didn't get down and nasty with anybody. And that was good. Even the leadership, I don't think, were down and nasty or that kind of way. I didn't think so at all. Go ahead. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing, Chicago?
Hey, I'm right here, man. What's up?
I'm right here. I just called to say one thing, you know, that, sure, that caused me to smile, you know, listening to some of the talk shows. And I'm looking at all of the activities between the two major parties, and even the smaller grouping of independent candidates that are down there, inclusive of the oxymoron grouping, right? And it is that I believe that at this time, more than any other time since the 67 election, at this specific time, more than any time since the 1967, or 62 and 67, I believe that the Bahamian people are woke. I believe that you cannot politic to constituents the way you used to,
yeah,
and get over the way you used to.
Because that old style is working, Antoine?
It's not working any longer, Shabago. It has worn itself out. The people have, even the younger people have lived to experience too much of the failures, and they are not tolerating that style of electioning any longer. And so, moving forward,
Before we go, because we're running out of time, do you think that this election reflected more of that old style, or what?
I believe that some of that old style was attempted, but I believe that you see where the prime minister of the country is giving a grand effort, and that is because the recognition that the electorate is of a different thinking.
I got you. I gotta go. Refresh out, Anton. Refresh out. Listen tomorrow. God bless you. All take care, and we'll be back. But we won't be talking this kind of stuff tomorrow. You all take care. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great evening. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather.